From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
I'm hopeful. We're trying to stay positive, thinking that he's going to be coming home soon.
The son of one of the Korean-American prisoners held by North Korea is making a public appeal for his father's release. Seol Kim's father, 59-year-old Tony Kim, has been detained for a year. Tony Kim's fate and that of two other prisoners is high on the agenda of U.S. President Donald Trump as he prepares for talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Seol Kim is holding out hope for his father's release.
You know, obviously, it's hard for the family. We miss him. Soon he's going to be a grandfather. You know, we'd like to share that moment with him. There's rough days, and then there's a little better days.
President Trump said Friday the location and date of the historic meeting with Kim Jong-un have been set. He also said discussions have included the release of the Americans being held. China is denying allegations Friday that its forces targeted U.S. military aircraft with high-powered lasers in Djibouti. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying. She says, I can tell you that after strict verification, we have told the U.S. side that what they alleged is absolutely untrue. The U.S. issued a formal complaint to the Chinese government over the use of lasers that targeted aircraft on several occasions in the last few weeks. Burundi has announced a six-month ban on broadcasts by Voice of America and the BBC beginning on Monday. The government accused VOA and the BBC of breaching laws regulating the media. VOA's director said this ban deprives the citizens of Burundi of a trusted news source during a critical time. This is VOA News. Russian police have detained supporters of opposition politician Alexei Navalny, raiding their homes and detaining them on the streets of various Russian cities ahead of Saturday protests against President Vladimir Putin, whose new term starts on Monday. Navalny's supporters have planned some 90 anti-Putin rallies around the country on May 5th, some of which have not been approved. The sudden death of Mozambique's Afonso de la Gama has shocked the southern African nation. The longtime rebel leader and opposition chief died Thursday at the age of 65. He led the Renamo rebel group through a bruising 16-year civil war that ended in 1992. He then led Renamo's transformation into a political party and ran for president unsuccessfully 5 times. Journalist and commentator Fernando Lima said the nation was stunned by the news.
To lose such a person, energized person is a big, big loss.
De la Cama was negotiating a deal with President Filipe Nyusi to finally lay down arms, and the status of that agreement and how it will affect the gas-rich nation is now in question. Demonstrators have taken to the streets in at least a dozen southern Ethiopian towns this week to protest the federal government's renewed license for a mining company that they say jeopardizes local residents' health. The protests in the Oromia region criticize a 10-year license for Mohammed International Development Research and Organization Co.'s. President Trump spoke at the National Rifle Association's annual conference on Friday.
Your Second Amendment rights are under siege, but they will never, ever be under siege as long as I'm your president.
The speech came as the issue of gun violence has taken on new urgency after one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. The February mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, left 17 people dead.
We agree that it is not enough to simply take actions that make us feel like we're making a difference. We must ensure that we actually make a difference. And my administration has pursued an aggressive strategy on community safety. We're working to improve early warning systems.
His gun comments were folded into a campaign-style speech. Indonesia will host Islamic scholars from Afghanistan and Pakistan on May 11th for trilateral talks aimed at finding a peaceful solution to the Afghan war. We have much more coverage of this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.